we can talk now to Anne O'Connor, who's Chief Operations Officer with the HSE. Thanks for joining us on the line this morning. If these projections did come to pass, would hospitals be able to cope?
Good morning, Rachel. I think there's no doubt but that there's going to be a lot of pressure put on our hospital system and indeed on our community services over the coming weeks and months. I think it's important, just before we get into any detailed discussion on numbers and beds, to re-emphasise the message that all of these things, the beds, the ICU beds, etc., that's at the very acute end of our care pathway. There are many other steps before we get to that. And for everybody who's listening, there's a lot that everybody can do to reduce the need for those beds. So all of the measures that people have been talking about and that we've been re-emphasising around physical distancing, hand washing, etc., they're so important in terms of reducing the need for any bed in a hospital. And that will really help our health system. Just in terms of, you know, beds and will we have enough, we are certainly working on the basis that we have to enhance our capacity. We have today still got, however, over 2,000 beds available in our acute hospital system. We have been clearing out, I suppose, our different facilities in terms as much as we can to ensure that we have capacity available to be able to bring people in as required. And we're still in the space where we have over 2,000 beds and around 170 intensive care beds available today.
We do know, though, that the demand for those intensive care beds has doubled over the past week. So I suppose the concern would be, listening to the figures outlined by Fergal there, that if those projections did come to pass, that hospitals wouldn't be able to cope.
Every hospital has a surge plan in place, and we've been working intensively with all of our sites over the last number of weeks to look at what we might need. And again, you know, modelling is something that really, so the National Public Health Emergency Team have commissioned modelling work that is based, you know, around the whole disease across the country. From our perspective, we're looking at capacity within our health system in terms of beds and critically staff. So we are certainly working with sites to be able to scale up. I think for us, you know, we're not looking at a traditional view of ICU in terms of within an ICU unit. What we're working to is a model that allows us to scale up critical care capacity throughout our acute hospitals as required. So there will be critical care or intensive care beds outside of traditional areas. And really what we're looking at is how we can have ventilated beds in areas in our hospital where they might not have been previously. So for us, it's about having places where we can put those beds, having ventilators available, having oxygen available, and having the right staff available.
And do you believe that sufficient ventilators will be available?
I do. Yeah, we have secured a very significant amount of ventilators and we already have far more than we're using today available in the country. We also have a supply chain. We have 300 arriving this week on top of what is in effect about 1,000 ventilator machines around the country. So we will have quite a lot of capacity. In reality, for us now, one of our key challenges is to make sure that we have staff available for all of those beds. And that's something that we're actively working on.
And do you then, how many staff do you have on leave at the moment? Staff who are either sick or who are suspected of being sick?
I actually don't know the answer to that, sorry. What we know is that we have, we're working to an absenteeism rate we're envisaging of around 20%. In terms of staff being on leave, our priority is to ensure that we have testing available for staff so that we can get people back to work as quickly as possible. Clearly, we have a very strict rule set around isolation for people who have been in contact and certainly for people who have tested positive. But our priority is to make sure that we can enable staff to be at work as much as possible. So we do have to plan for absenteeism.
Sorry, as you mentioned testing there, how many tests are now being carried out per day?
So we've been working to about 5,000 tests a day. Now, we saw yesterday some sites had, curtailed testing because of a supply issue around test kits. So we're sending out more test kits today and even more again tomorrow. So even today, we will have a reduced service. But we are very dependent on a range of different things. So we have a capacity in terms of, first of all, it was test centres, and we now have 46 test centres in operation. We have test kits that we need, and we had been testing high numbers. So overall, we have tested in excess of 33,000 people. But we had a supply issue over the weekend, more supply arriving. And that will be the case here because we are dependent on a market in terms of supplying us with that and also laboratory reagents. So there has been a supply issue around those as well. So there are a number of pinch points that we have to work through on everything that we're doing. But we are going to get back up again to the 5,000 per day number across our test sites. And within that, we know that there are priority groups for testing now.
The testing centre at Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork had to close yesterday because of a lack of kits. Will it be open today?
We are getting supply back out. There will be a level of testing. I don't know exactly in each test centre what that is, but we know we will have a reduced service today and we will be back up at a higher level of service again tomorrow. So some stock arrived yesterday and last night. We have more arriving today. So we will be sending that out across our system. Again, we are targeting areas. So for us, it's very important that we target healthcare workers in particular and also nursing homes. So where we have nursing homes and other residential care facilities where there are potential outbreaks. So we have to look at how we can actually use the test kits that are available to us in the best possible way.
Given that shortage of testing kits and the backlog of people who are either waiting for a test or waiting for results, how reliable are the daily figures for the number of new cases?
I think that, you know, certainly in terms of what we're seeing, the reliability in that, I mean, that's really a matter for Neffet in terms of the overall population view. What I would say, though, is that from another perspective, in terms of what we're seeing from our contact tracing work, we're seeing that certainly the measures that have kicked in so far are having an impact. So we know now that when we started this, the average number of contacts for a close contact was about 15. That has now come down to 5. So there's evidence there that people are mixing less and are adhering to the messaging around social distancing. But in terms of, you know, inevitably when we are testing higher risk groups, we are going to find more, and certainly when we move into some residential care settings. But I think, you know, again, it's just very important that people really realise the impact that they can have personally on this by adhering to everything.
Hopefully do appreciate that at this stage. Just on those overall figures, the daily figures, what's the percentage of positive cases now? I think it was at about 6%. So has it changed?
It was at about 6%. I'm not sure in terms of what the actual number is today, but we were working at about 6%. And I think that for us, you know, certainly the lack of testing or the reduced rate of testing will impact on that number.
So that figure is likely to go up.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly for us, we were testing a much higher number of people. By targeting down to higher at-risk or to more at-risk groups, we will see a higher percentage.
We saw one shipment of personal protective equipment arriving from China yesterday. When are further consignments due to arrive?
We have 10 flights between yesterday and Wednesday this week. So there's a very significant amount of stock arriving into the country this week. And there will be a continuous supply. So we have, I think, about 300 flights coming with PPE over the coming weeks. So that is very significant. But even just what has started arriving yesterday will be of real value to our services. And that is being distributed around the country now. So for all of those services that were low on stock, we are targeting the areas that were very, very low first and sending out supplies around the country as of last night.
Anne O'Connor of the HSE, Chief Operations Officer with the HSE. Thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. It's 28.